This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
Common Core education standards have led to protests. There's been political sniping. Well, this month, millions of students are finally sitting down to take the first round of Common Core tests. Now, they vary state by state. They take on different forms. They have different names. But they're all designed to track kids' progress, their readiness, if you will, for college and careers. And no matter where you live, it's likely there will be parents who refuse to let their kids take these tests. Here's Amy Scott from the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR in Baltimore.
In a small brick house in Glen Burnie, Maryland, Sheena Mack's daughters get ready for piano lessons. While 7-year-old Sophia practices, 9-year-old Tavy hunts for their books.
This is your journal. Do you know who your sister's journal is?
No.
Tavy is small and thin with long dark hair, a little girl caught up in a big fight playing out all over the country. This week, her fourth grade class will take the first round of the new park assessment tied to the Common Core. Tavy won't be joining them.
I was glad I didn't have to because usually whenever I take a test, sometimes the questions are really hard and I get really confused.
Her mom, Sheena Mack, checked out some sample questions and thinks they're too hard for Tavy's grade level. She also doesn't like what she sees as corporate-driven school reform. Pearson, a multi-billion-dollar education company, helped develop the test. But Mack didn't go into all that with Tavy.
As a parent, it is my duty, it's my responsibility to make the decisions for my children that I think are in their best interest.
As more parents make that same choice this spring, they're wrestling with what it will mean for their kids. After all, the kids are the ones who have to show up and refuse the tests.
The first thought that came to my mind was, boy, this puts a kid in an awkward position.
Joanna Faber runs workshops for parents and teachers about how to talk to kids. With all the drama about testing, parents shaming each other on Facebook and protesting in front of schools, Faber says kids may feel torn between two authorities, parent and school. So she suggests giving them a choice.
If your child's very uncomfortable about the idea of opting out, you might tell her, listen, if you want to just sit and take the test, that's okay. I can protest in other ways.
Lynn Rigby wanted to opt her kids out of Florida's new Common Core test. She says it's taking too much time away from learning. But she worried about how her seventh grader would feel going against the grain.
He's such a rule follower, and I expected him to want to take the test.
So she let him and his older brother decide.
I don't want them to feel uncomfortable, and they're not here to fight my battle. They're 13 and 14. They're capable of making those decisions.
Both boys chose not to take the tests, and Rigby says so did lots of other students at their school, so they didn't stand out. But other parents worry about how that decision will affect kids later on when they confront other challenges, like in college or the workplace.
I think it's actually very destructive in a deep way to signal to kids that a test is hard or scary or that they can't do it.
Amy Briggs lives in Brooklyn, New York, a hotbed of the opt-out movement. She works for a nonprofit that helps teachers implement the Common Core, so she doesn't share the distaste many have for the standards themselves. And as a mom, Briggs says she'd rather see her kids fail a test than be protected from taking it.
I feel like my job is to cheer them on, to support them. I'm not going to remove every obstacle. Tests are part of the deal.
A lot of parents think they shouldn't be part of the deal, at least not so many of them, and that test scores shouldn't play such a big role in how schools are rated, whether kids get ahead, and whether teachers keep their jobs. They say opting out teaches kids a different lesson about standing up for their beliefs.
I'm Brooklyn Ritter.
Hello.
Brooklyn lives in Baltimore and goes to a public Montessori school. She's in third grade.
I'm 9. I turned 9 March 4th, actually.
Her mom, Elena Ritter, says Brooklyn was so worried about this test, she didn't want to become a third grader. That's when annual state testing begins. But Ritter says refusing the test is not about saving Brooklyn from something scary.
You know, I always say 90% of fear is between your ears. Like, they always hear me say that.
In your head, not between your ears.
Well, your head is, that is your head. Your brain is in your head. That's the point. But if I can't get behind the test myself and they don't want to do it, I'm like, I can't. I didn't feel like I could push them to do it.
In the end, the lesson a kid takes away from opting out may depend more on the kid than the parents. Again, Joanna Faber.
If your child feels empowered by it, then it's empowering. If they feel awkward and frightened about it, then it's not going to be empowering.
And with kids taking 113 standardized tests on average by the time they finish high school, they'll have plenty of opportunities to think about it. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.